Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We are excited to have on another informative show that will stress the value and the importance of us claiming, defining, and controlling our own communities. This is a time where we do need to separate, and we do need to prepare to not just separate mentally or spiritually, but to define some physical borders where we, as black people and people who fear God, can come together and build a kingdom or a community or an area of righteousness. Everyone else is doing it. Why don't we do it? So this show, we're trying to inspire some of the pioneers, some of the ones who want to be at the foremost of the separation and the community building effort. So we want to hear from you. If you like what we're talking about, if you like what our show is about, press that one and come into our queue. We're gonna introduce our guest shortly, our special guest shortly, and we're going to open up for questioning. So this is a special show where we are combining two of the, for lack of a better word, organizations, or two of the bodies that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan created. The first one he created in 1995 during the Million Man March, and it's called the Local Organizing Committees, or LOCs. This was a body that consists of Muslims and non-Muslims in the black community to reach out and work together to solve some of our problems. So we tried to go beyond religion, which has separated us, but with the local organizing committees, we can take charge of our communities, of our youth, and put programs and work together, regardless of our faith, except for our faith in God, to solve our own problems and start to plan for us. The second body that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan put together is the 10,000 Fearless. If you recall, the 10,000 Fearless was first announced during the 2015 Justice or Else. The minister said he's looking for 10,000 Fearless to go into the neighborhoods and to take over and take charge and to reform and transform our neighborhoods. So we're blessed to have a guest that has organized to do both of these things. In Greenville, Mississippi, they are under attack, not just the justice, there's injustice, but also there's recently tornadoes in Mississippi that was an environmental attack. So we need people. We need brothers and sisters and fearless and organizers on the front that are hard workers and eager to work with our community to solve our problems. So I'm going to open the mic for our guest, and Brother Kareem, if you or your wife can press that one for me, then I can keep you at the top of my queue. Press the one, and then I can keep you at the top of my queue, and then I will open your line. Our guest is Brother Kareem Muhammad from Greenville, Mississippi, representing the Greenville, Mississippi LOC, and also the Greenville, Mississippi 10,000 Fearless. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Carson. Praise be to Allah. How y'all doing?
We are well by the grace of Allah, and we're excited to get an update on what you and the local organizing committee and the 10,000 Fearless recently was up against and how you triumphed over adversity.
Yes, sir. I thank you, brother, once again. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. I wanted to just say that we're just thankful to have the opportunity to soldier up under the guidance of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan in pushing this mission of the mighty the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the mission of freedom, justice, and equality, and up under the banner of the LOC, as you talked about, and forging ahead to try to take the charge of our community, where we can then successfully forge ahead with that banner that we're addressing this year, which is separation and independence. And so that's what we're trying to do down in this area, because the minister said he had his eyes on Mississippi. And we wanted to be thankful to, as well, to be a part of what Dr. Wrigley is doing, because that's a very essential part of our independence, which is the agriculture and the feeding. So we feel honored and privileged to have that opportunity and to be a part of what you're talking about today.
Praise be to Allah.
So you want us to talk a little bit about what the LOC had done this week and how blessed we were to show the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, and the foresight vision that they had in preparing us.
Yes, sir. Yes. Talk about you had a couple of emergency situations that you shared with me earlier this week. If you can kind of go into that.
Yes, sir. The LOC, we definitely can say, in Mississippi has been out front and leading the charge of the voices of our people. If most of us have heard about the incident with the prison in Mississippi, and the LOC has been out front in regarding to that as well. And so we had a big press conference talking about that and addressing that issue to stay out front so we can make sure that the Justice or Else party and the voices of the Honorable Ms. Farrakhan is heard as well. But then as we left there, we came back.
Let me interrupt you for a minute, Brother Kareem. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with the prison situation that recently took place. If you can talk about that a little bit and then continue.
Yes, sir. What we are having and facing here is a systematic situation and condition that's going on all over the country. However, just as what happened in 1964 with the civil rights movement here, and it brought attention to what was going on all over the country. Once again, the Mississippi prison system incident has occurred up here where we've lost over 5 to 6 brothers in the prison system through murder and through illnesses of neglect. It has brought a national attention on the whole country about Mississippi. And so in doing that, we want to make sure that it's not just a fly-by-night, spontaneous, something happened this week, a symbolism with no substance event. And so we made sure that the LOC was out front addressing that issue. So we brought some individuals along with us to do a press conference on the state capitol Friday addressing the issues pertaining to our community. And when we did that, that gave us an opportunity to reach out to the Black Caucus, who wanted to sit down and who was willing to sit down with the LOC. Because the difference between the LOC and a lot of the other interest groups that was out there protesting is that the LOC consisted of a conglomerate of organizations, institutions, religious institutions, grassroots organizing, working collectively together up under one umbrella, one mindset, one mission, which is the national agenda. So we speak as a body. Therefore, we're more organized, and they see that. So therefore, they're willing to listen and talk to us in reference to our issues. And as well as we are being guided by some of the Black senators who have, we have just recently elected to be a part of what we're trying to do. And that leads right into what we were talking about in Greenville. We left Jackson and came back to Greenville Friday evening, and it was a tornado that hit. And so Saturday morning, we came together with the 10,000 Fielder Special Response Team to put the team together, because we knew that what had happened, it had hit the community, the Black community as well. But most of the focus was on the downtown area where the business district was. So the 10,000 Fielders began to go out to do damage assessment in our community, and to begin to communicate with the fire department and the mayor's office to let them know the assessment that was going on in our community, and that the 10,000 Fielders, the LOC, was out there, boots on the ground, and they would keep feedback to them. As we began to move forward and began to identify with the damage and realize that most of the damage had been done in the downtown area, but the biggest damage that was done in our area was power outage. We began to realize then that a power outage in the Black community in the poverty stricken is like a tornado or water in someplace else. And so we began to realize that we had to do a press conference so that the community would know about the damages that was going down, the power outage, and how long, if any, will it take before the power would come back. So Minister Larry Muhammad, who is the co-chair of the LOC, and Sister Tasha Parker, who is the other chair of the LOC, we all convened and decided to pull a press conference together. So we pulled in all those local officials who we have been contributing in making sure that a lot of them has been elected, the mayor, the city council, the fire department, the police chief, and others that were a part of what we were doing. We called them in along with the news and did a press conference. And we constructed them and organized where each one of them would get up there from their own department and speak to the Black community about what was going on, what resources was out there, and how they could best serve the community. They was very impressed with that, because our Black local officials do not know how to address the Black community on that type of a term. They can do it for white folks, but they've never had done that. And so as the minister has taught us, we must teach them what leadership really looks like. But yet we can be in the background where it doesn't seem like it's the Nation of Islam. So we used those instructions and those guidance, and we did that, and we were very successful. But immediately right after that, at about 10 o'clock that evening, a fuse broke off. a transformer broke in a building down in the black community. And the first thing that happened was the fire department, who works with the LOC and is one of the members of the LOC, called the first responders to come and see if we could assist them. Now, the question is, why would he call the first responders in the LOC? If I briefly can say, by us having the foresight and the vision of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, as you said when you first started in 1015, and he called for the 10,000 fearless to come out, and he said for us to be prepared. So what Minister Larry and the LOC did here is we began in 2017 to begin to train a team of community organizers in the community for a two-pronged perspective. And one was to make sure that we had a CERT team, which represented a community emergency response team of individuals in the community trained in the areas of first responders so that when something occurred, that we would be prepared. We told them when we were doing that, the thing was SOS, saving our own selves. We told them that this would occur and that we would need a team to prepare ourselves. The community didn't respond on a larger scale because we know that's how it went. But as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, just give me a few. So a few of us was able to go through the training. And then going through the training, we was building a relationship. And one of the relationships that we built with was the Red Cross because we knew we needed them. So we brought them in to teach us the 10,000 fitness on how to set up a shelter. And so when the chief called us and told us that this building needed to be evacuated, the ironic part about it, believers, is that the building that they called us for was a building that the 10,000 fitness LLC had decided and brought awareness to in the beginning when we first started the training, because it was the building that had the most vulnerable of our citizens in it, which was the elderly and the disabled. It also was the tallest building in Greenville, and we had to teach the fire department that they didn't have a ladder to reach the top. So we brought awareness to that building, but that happened to be the building that was needed to be evacuated. So we was called to help them. So as we was getting ready to be dispatched, that we called the Red Cross and let them know what our situation was, and she told us that she was not in the city at the time, and that she would not be able to dispatch nobody out. However, because of our training and relationship with her, she would call out to the convention center that would allow us to open the doors and get in there, and our team would begin to set up a triage to prepare the people from the building to begin to be evacuated out there. And by the time she got there, we would have everything in place. So that's what we did.
Now, let me stop you for just a minute, Brother Kareem, because I want to make sure our listeners know the significance of what you're saying. Because you followed the instructions of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan by maintaining the LOC and the 10,000 fillers, you have a relationship, a working relationship with not just the Red Cross, but the police department, the fire department, elected officials. So when this emergency came up with the tornadoes and the transformer power outage, they didn't have the staff to respond, so they called you all. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Not only did they not have the staff, we had told them early on that one of the major factors would be that when we have to transport our people, because our people are in wheelchairs and stuff, that we would have a problem with transportation. That was the biggest thing that was the breakdown. They had no transportation. We had to evacuate our people ourselves.
Praise be to Allah. So that's significant, brother, and it's encouraging. That just goes to show when we follow the instructions of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan when we organize. And I'm assuming that you don't necessarily have Muslims in these different departments, but you built relationships of trust and dependability with others, other brothers and sisters in these departments. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The way the LOC 3M model is set up to operate up under the LOC is that there is a co-chair. One chair is a individual from the community, and the other chair is an individual from the Nation of Islam. That way, they can never label the LOC as being the Nation of Islam, but yet the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and his vision up with the LLC is already there because he's got the minister or someone representing him on one of the chairs.
Wow, praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I interrupt you. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Oh, praise be to Allah. As I mentioned about the co-chair as well, and that is another part, that it wasn't just not the Nation of Islam, but it was also the community that was trained as well. The other problem of the training for the disaster witness was as well what the minister has asked us to do, which was go back in the community and become conflict resolution and get in between our community and the conflict that was going on. But Minister Lowry knew that that we could not just go back there and just get a bunch of people and do that. And so we started forming what was called a street patrol. But in order for these individuals to be trained, we was going to run them through the disaster training, and from that, the street patrol would come from that. And so these are some of the plans that we have going forward. But the relationship we have with the city officials and the local government here is very vital. Very vital in the sense that we have to be able to know when we're talking about separation to give a true vision of what true separation looked like and how our officials, if they have the representation and the support of the community, how strong they will become. This is what Greenville and the motto of the LLC is trying to represent on behalf of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan.
Praise be to Allah. So there you have it, brothers and sisters. When we, have faith and believe in the guidance that we have and we implement it, we get results. And not only do we get the results, and I'm sure Brother Kareem can testify, how has the community, the regular rank and file brother and sister in the community, how have they responded, brother?
Well, thank you for asking that question. First of all, we all, whoever's listening, got to understand that we're talking about Mississippi. Then we're talking about the Delta. So you're talking about, as we are being taught, that God made himself from triple darkness. The Delta is the triple darkness. So our people have a slow mindset of trying to do something for themselves. It's because of the religious aspect in the education system that's been controlled by our enemy. So there's a strategy and a scientific method by which to rally your people back. The Honorable Ms. Farrakhan taught us that, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught him in New York City when he was working with those Italians and stuff, that brother, learn about who you, your strengths and your weaknesses is. You first got to go get those that are with you, and I mean that support you, bring some of them in to be with you, and then you can move forward. So that is the assignment, and that's what we are trying to do here in Greenville, is the first is get those that are saying they're on the outside to become part of it. And in order for you to do that in Mississippi, you got to do something for the people to see what you're doing. Then they'll come on board with it. And so in order, what we had to do first was kill the stigma that the LOC was the Nation of Islam. And that when we began to work that down and began to get individuals around to be a part of the LOC, and they began to see the events and the outreach program that we were doing and how that fit into their issues, then they began to come on board with it. And so this is what has made us successful, is the first thing that we had to do is to make sure that the stigma that the enemy had put out there, that the Nation of Islam is the boogeyman, we had to work around that to let them know that the LLC is a conglomerate of organizations, institutions, progressive thinkers, grassroots organizers working collectively upon the one mission based on each individual organization mission combined together up under the nine ministries so that we can work together and move forward ahead.
Praise be to Allah. Well, right now, Brother Kareem, I'm going to invite our callers to comment. Right now, brothers and sisters, we are about halfway through the show, and our guest, Brother Kareem Muhammad from Greenville, Mississippi, representing the LOC and the 10,000 Fearless. He's explained to us how the community involvement in the Greenville, Mississippi area has put them in a position to they can so that they can respond when there are situations of urgency in the community. So if you have a question or would like to make a comment, go ahead and press the 1 on your dial. Press the 1 on your dial. I'll recognize you and bring you in. And so we would eagerly love to hear any of your comments or your questions in this situation. So, Brother Kareem, this is exciting.
Yeah.
If you can go ahead and elaborate. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see. I'm going to bring my caller in. Okay, caller with the last 4 digits, 5125. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir. This is Sister Karan out of Little Rock Study Group. And Brother Kareem, the question I have is, how were you able to, if you can give me some examples of how you were able to combat the stigma of the LOC being just a formulation of people from the Nation of Islam. How were you able to combat that? Give me just some examples.
Praise be to Allah. That's a good question, sister. And you are blessed, sister, that we have a chapter of the LLC 3M model in Little Rock up under Brother Carey and Brother Darby as well. We just have to come up there and help y'all solidify that even more so. But to answer your question, one of the ways, the major ways, is that in formulating the structure of the LLC, the 3M model. And the 3M model represents the structure of the training aspect of grassroots and mobilization training. The 3M model, the 3M represents the beginning of the LLC, which is the Million Man March. And the other 3M represents the Million More Movement, which was to solidify the LLCs in the national agenda. And now we were to go out after 205 and begin to implement that. But in our developing that here in Greenville, one of the things that we have in our training is called the 6 most frequent questions asked about the LLC. And in that, we take individuals through those questions and answers. And in that, we talk about, is the Nation of Islam part of the LLC? And one of the questions, in that question, the answer is, no, the Nation of Islam is not the LLC. However, it plays an integral part in the component of the LLC because of the resources and the longevity of the grassroots organizing and freedom and justice of fighting for the freedom and justice of our people. And so that 6-point question is one of the ways. The other way that we do it is that we have to hand pick the individual from the Nation of Islam to sit on that chair. It can't be someone that is trying to throw Minister Farrakhan and the religious aspect of the Nation of Islam down the people's throat. It's got to be someone that understands organizational skills and is willing to train and learn from the 3M model. So picking that person from the Nation of Islam to sit on that chair, we preferably will prefer for it to be the minister or on the minister style or a study group coordinator. However, a lot of times that may not be the best person for that job for whatever reason. But however the case, that person got to be a significant person. And the second part is that other core chairperson, if that Nation of Islam chair is a male, then the other chair has got to be a female. There's the duality in the chair. So we reach now for a grassroots organizing from the community that's a female that brings balance there. And from that, then we begin to use those individuals to solidify the executive board. The executive board is very important in setting that up. That is from where your component of your organizations will consist of. And we have, with the Jackson and the Greenville LLC, we have the National Association for Color Women's Association. We have the New Black Panther Party, a part of our committee. We have the NAACP that's a part of our community. There's a lot of grassroots organization that sits at the head of our executive board as well. And so the key component is, and that's what we train in the 3M model, putting that executive board together. That's a key component, because they are the ones that's going to be the heart of your LLC and keep the engine rolling. And so if they are the one that the right component, then it will happen. The third thing that we do, we train. We train up under the 3M model, and in that training, you learn what that executive board is, and you learn each of your position, I mean, what you bring to the table and how important that is. And the last part is we have what is called a calendar of event. Every year, the executive board come in January in your city and develop a calendar of event from January through December. And in that calendar of event, you can incorporate all the other organizations and what their mission statement is, whether it be health that they're addressing, education that they're addressing, or domestic violence. Now we have months that we're going to have town hall meetings, and we're going to address those issues. And all the rest of the organizations get behind that individual through that whole month. And then at the end of the year, we've addressed those different components. And this is what the minister taught us after the 1995, when he came with in 96 with the Holy Day of Atonement. He told us the structure of how to do that. And he said, start in January doing your town hall meetings. And he taught us some other things. And that's what the LLC has put their model off of. I hope that answered your question.
It did. And Brother Kareem, you and I spoke. This is Sister Corinne. I'm in Little Rock Study Group. I'm initially from Baltimore. And we will speak after the phone call, after the blog, because I would love to get some additional information, because we started having town hall meetings. This is the third one, and we have the third one's coming up on the 23rd of January. So we started in December. The third one's coming up on the 23rd of January. And now we want to start putting some sort of organization to it, because we have those grassroots organizations and politicians that are actually coming to the meeting. So now we want to form it. Talk after in detail.
Yes, ma'am. And see, what happens that is where 95 to 05, it took us that length of time to develop this national agenda. Briefly talk about the reparation part. When we went on the reparation circuit for 18 months and putting that together up under Minister Farrakhan guidance and Minister Akbar training, our biggest problem that we kept seeing was everybody had their own agenda in regard to the reparation. And so at the end of that, we began to understand how and what it took in order for us to bring all these organizations together. So I was saying in reference to what you're doing today, if you don't have your structure right, if it's not that 3M model, you're still finding yourself wrestling with those different organizations with their own agenda. You'll find yourself having to deal with them serving your people pork, trying to deal with their Christmas and their traditions. But up under that 3M model, the way it's structured up under the national agenda, it all will fit in, and you don't have that. And then on top of that, when you have your town hall meetings, it's structured and everything is set in place.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Did you get your question answered, Sister Corinne?
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir.
Well, we appreciate
your
call. And yes, ma'am. So, brothers and sisters, anyone have any more calls, press any more questions or comments, press that 1 on your dial, and we'd love to have your comment, or you can go ahead and ask Brother Kareem a question about the work they're doing in Greenville, Mississippi. So it's really good to hear that that people want to follow your example, Brother Kareem, what you all are doing in Greenville, Mississippi. And it's really good to hear that we have a structure. We have an example of how to implement that. So have you had other contact with other cities who are striving to have the same impact in their communities, Brother Kareem?
Well, we have been reaching out. I'm heading, inshallah, this week to go to Dallas with 45 and talk to some of the believers up there and some of the brothers up there to try to talk about what we are doing as well. I wanted to also speak from the perspective about where we're going in 2020 with the LLC, and it's up under the guidance of Honorable Ms. Farrakhan about the separation. And so our town hall meetings are around separation, and that was a structure that Minister Ava taught us and gave us here in Greenville, and she gave us the assignment to put that together. And so with that, we also have push cards, believers, that speak to the town hall, speak to the separation and the project separation. Push cards that with all the town hall meetings, you'll be able to have these push cards and do interaction with the community. But it also has a tag on the back that they can scan it, and it'll take them directly to the project separation website. So we are structured, and we want to be able to make sure that as we roll it on these LLC and these town hall meetings, just like the Democratic Party, just like the Republican Party, that we are organized in doing that.
Yes, sir. And I tell you, what's additionally exciting to me also is, you know, as we strive to organize and build our own communities, we're not going to be able to build these communities without having relationships with the existing state and county structures. You know, if we're going to have our own communities, we're going to have a relationship with the police department. We're going to have a relationship with the fire departments. We're going to have a relationship with emergency services like the Red Cross. And, you know, we're taught that black excellence is the best thing that will get us past any of our negative stereotypes in black inferiority. And what you all are doing is just showing that black people can organize, we can be relied upon, and that we can be dependent upon to do critical functions. And so as we build our communities, we can actually, we'll shortly, as time goes by, we'll be able to have these departments, and we can build ourselves to be the backbone of these departments. What do you think about that, Brother Kareem?
Yeah, well, that's the desire and wish of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan is for that to happen. We're getting ready to, if I may, Brother Carter, we're getting ready to do an LLC training, organization and mobilizational training on the 29th of February in Jackson, Mississippi. It's a four-hour training. We normally do a 10-hour, 8-hour training, but we're going to bring it down to 4 hours. But we're offering that training to all those that want to come in, and we're going to be having hotels as well for that weekend to do that training so we all can be ready. Because the 29th is a leap day, a leap year, so we want to take that last day as a day of collectively coming together so we can start in March, marching on the role of organizing, taking our community back. The second thing is that I want to send out there to everyone, the book that we are operating out for, we're talking about collective organizing and taking our community back. It's a book called A Nation Under Your Feet by Stephen Hines. A Nation Under Your Feet. And it talks about the struggle of blacks in the urban areas during slavery and Reconstruction and afterwards in regards to the migration. They didn't call it separation. And how they organized together to establish and politically become what they were during Reconstruction, and as well as how the enemy came in and destroyed it. It's a must-read book that we are in going forward talking about separation to put us on the same page.
Okay, so once again, it's called A Nation Under Your Feet. And who is it by again?
Stephen Hines. Now, don't ask me how to spell Hines. I think it's H-I-N-I-E-S or S-Y-N-E-S. Stephen Hines.
Yes, sir.
It comes up easy on your Google when you Google it. A Nation Under Your Feet.
Yes, sir. And now I'm going to ask you again, now this training that you're planning on the 29th, now once again, who is it for, and what do you plan to cover?
It's for grassroots organizing. It is for the purpose of us bringing in organizations through different cities that are trying to organize and bring them together to show them up under one mission of the national agenda, how we can begin to take our communities back collectively. And we're going to talk about briefly about the 3M model represent the mission, the model, and the mobilization of the masses. and we train in those three different perspectives. This year, the mission part would be speaking on the areas of effective communication, how we do press conference as an organization, how we effectively communicate together, why it's important to follow up with calls, and how when you're doing your town hall meetings, that having those contact or having those sign-in sheets and how to follow up with those are very important. The second part with the model we're going to be dealing with is called the national agenda. What is the national agenda book? How does that relate to what we're doing on the grassroots level and the funding behind grassroots organizing? And then the last part that we're going to be dealing with, which is the mobilization of the masses, we're going to bring in a team that's going to teach us what gerrymandering is. It's going to teach us how to politically work with different political parties to be able to take over our community, and how different senators are, what they're voting for, and how to know how to communicate with your senators in your state and local government.
So there you have it, brothers and sisters. If you would avail yourself to get training from a veteran, a brother that's been doing it not just in Mississippi, but in, you were active in another community. What community were you from, brother?
Well, brother Carlton, I originated, got my original training from St. Louis, up on the heavyweight, Minister Akbar and Bud Wahid and them. I've also had field work in Little Rock, Arkansas, Dallas, Texas, as well, in field work or organizing. So, but I my basic came up under St. Louis.
Wow. So there you have it, brothers and sisters. We have the opportunity to get training from a brother that's had experience in training himself and is willing to share techniques that will get us results under the structure and under the model that's given to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So if you can avail yourself to that, and if you get some kind of outline or if you have a flyer or whatever information you have, Brother Kareem, we'd like to put that on our Time to Leave website and our Facebook page, because we'd like to be able to give as many people as possible the opportunity to come to that training.
Absolutely, sir. And it will also be, if anyone wants to know more about the LLC, you can go to our Facebook page, which is local, am I right, Sis Rashid, Local Organizing Committee, Greenville, MS, the social media page.
Yeah, that's what I found it on.
Yeah, Local Organizing Committee, Greenville, Mississippi. You'll be able to you'll be able to see what we are doing and some upcoming events as well. And then my personal number, I'm willing to put that out there and talk to anyone, is 662-577-1258. That's 662-577-1258. Brother Kareem.
Yes, sir. We're down to the last 15 minutes, brothers and sisters. This is an excellent opportunity for you to ask Brother Kareem a question, to make a comment. If you have a comment and want to know more about what they're doing, now's the time to ask. Brother Kareem, if you could talk about some of the awareness that you work that you were doing around the unfortunate incidents about our brothers in the prisons whose lives were lost due to negligence. And so if you can go ahead and talk about some of that, some of the awareness you did around that.
Absolutely. Again, that's the part that we're dealing with. I'm blessed to be a part of the Nation of Islam Prison Reform Ministry, and I've been up under that for at least 25 years, starting with Minister Ralph and Minister Donald in St. Louis and East St. Louis. But here, when that incident occurred, I also write for the Jackson Advocate. So I was given a call from the editor to get on top of that, to get the story. And then, so what we did was we brought in Attorney Malik Zulu Sabaz to help bring awareness and to give us some structure into what we were doing. We held a press conference that Friday. After that press conference, we lobbied and went up to the state capitol and set an appointment with the Black Caucus so that our committee would be able to sit with the Black Caucus and talk about some issues and demands that we did. From there, since that has occurred, we've gotten call from some of the state senators as well as the chair of the Black Caucus congratulating us for our organizational piece and that they wanted us to be a part of it. For those of you that may know that Jay-Z and Gotti has been successful in putting on a class action lawsuit on behalf of those families and those that have lost their lives up under this. And so Brother Malik has gotten on board with them, and so the committee that we have here in Mississippi, is wanting to make sure that our voice, the Mississippi voice, is being heard in regards to what the issues we want here, and that someone just not coming in representing us but not sitting at the table. And so the LLC has been instrumental in doing that. As we are speaking now, we are convening a committee around the prison reform, prison issue with Attorney Malik, and we have two more other attorneys that work with us on the LLC out of Jackson and in the surrounding Delta area. And so we are planning to meet and formulate a plan of action that's going to speak to our demands and going to put together a position paper, and we're pulling together from that position paper the issues and the concerns that each senator has told us that their concerns are. So therefore, when we speak to them, we'll be speaking directly from what they have the capabilities of doing. Because when we're talking to the state senators, a lot of times, if you're not organized, you may be speaking about something that they have no capacity to be able to help you with, and when it may go up to the governor or something like that. And so what we want to first do is deal with the battles that we can win. And so with the state senators, they can help us with certain urges, and so our draft, our position paper will be around that. So we are convening to put that together, and we're looking forward in another week to meet back with them and talk about the demands of moving forward, because we're talking about a systematic situation there.
Wow. I mean, that's beautiful. I listen to you, and as I listen, I'm thinking you all, as you approach the people over the prison administration and the politicians and the departments of correction, you're coming to them with weight. You all have a track record of making changes and addressing the needs of the people in the community. So it's not like you're just someone coming with just a spiritual, but you're also coming with work in the community for affecting and changing lives. And in doing that, you know, as we build our own communities, in addition to one thing that we do that we have to integrate in our community building is what do we do with our ex-offenders and the brothers who were previously incarcerated as they get out, you know. And so in our own communities, we can work on having environments that we can put these brothers to work and work on give them opportunities to reach their potential. And you all have the weight, and you have the program, and you have the scope. You have the scope of community activity to start, you know, making a model for the rest of us. And so that excites me to no end, Brother Kareem.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. And brother, we just feel honored. I know myself, and I know my wife as well, and Brother Minister Larry, and there are many others. We just feel honored to have the opportunity to represent the Alma Mater Farrakhan in the mission of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad of the Freedom, Justice, and Equality here in the Delta. And Minister said that he looks and he loves the Delta, so we have to be found showing example, because there's a reason why he's saying that. This is the model that will give us the ideal. We have right down the street from us the biggest model of a city control in Mount Bayou, Mississippi. So we have the model,
sir.
But now Greenville has become that model because it is up to date example that we have as far as controlling our community and having a committee with the Nation of Islam sitting at the table dictating and orchestrating how to move our people forward on the issues such as healthcare, urban development, and economic empowerment. These are the things that we have to, our people don't have a clue because they're used to these Europeans dictating that. But with the Minister Farrakhan leadership, we're not compromising. We're not taking no nickels for no answer.
And I tell you, you know, people like to look at the South and Mississippi in particular and say, well, you know, that's not progressive. That's the South. You know, they're not at the forefront. But I tell you, based on what you're saying, and not only you, brother, but the Sean in Jackson, and he's also in Philadelphia, Mississippi, that brother's putting things together by doing property development and building communities as well, and reaching out to our brothers in the MAM community. So when I see what you're doing, I see what Brother Sean and his group is doing there with Brother Hollis. I look at what you all are doing. Mississippi
well,
is positioning itself to be at the forefront.
They're part of the
say
LLC.
Again?
They are part of the LLC.
Oh, praise be to Allah. That's
Brother
what I'm saying.
Sean and Brother
saying.
Hollis. Matter of fact, Brother Hollis is the one developed the mass. The mobilization of the mass is part of the 3M model training.
I am not surprised.
I know that's right.
That's an experienced brother. I am not surprised. Well, that's what we have, the skills. And then the brothers and sisters, you know, you're utilizing brothers that are not the Muslims who see the value of what we're doing and how critical it is, and they're willing to contribute. And so it's just the examples that you're making is inspiring. And I'm praying that the listeners and who are listening live, and then maybe people who listen to the broadcast, will be inspired to go back to our communities, rejuvenated and excited, and to see the potential of the work and see the potential of what we've been taught and what's been set up for us. So,
and brother,
give our listeners
brother, right
any,
quick.
Yes, sir.
Right quick, I just wanted to say this: in the dynamics of your LLC. Can go from city to city. For example, in Greenville, the largest piece of our mobilization that comes from a lot of times the Nation. Where in Jackson, the large percent of our mobilization is grassroots. So it depends on what city
okay.
you is, and you just got to know how to work what you have.
Yes, sir. And that's important too, brother. I mean, that's, you know, we were taught that the message said that, you know, the minister said that some of my greatest followers, I think it was the messenger. The messenger said some of my greatest followers are not in the mosque yet.
Not even in the mosque.
And so,
that's
you
right.
know. Yeah, so, I mean, we don't know who we're looking at. We don't know who we're reaching out to and who we're encouraging to get in, you know, to come on in. And, you know, they get to see who we are and what we are and what we are, you know, because when you work with somebody, that's when you really learn who that person is. And that's what you all are doing. You're shoulder to shoulder. You know, side to side, you know, out there in the trenches working with them, and they get to know you, and that's when they say, wow, you know, I don't know, Muslims get down like that, you know. It's like,
that's right.
You know, they're personable, they're reliable, you know, they're serious, and they're hardworking. So if you have any closing comments, Brother Kareem, we're going to go ahead and wind down. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we end the show?
Yes, sir. Once again, as I always repeat, it's always an honor to be a servant under the guidance of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan in doing this work. We just feel honored that we are one of those, and there's many of us out there sales that have taken the lead in his vision and his instructions, and that we can represent a model of what, by following his leadership, reality of this going into separation really looked like. And so we're honored and we thank Allah for that. And we look forward to any other participation, because when we begin to take these cities up under that LOC model, then we'll have the force to begin to talk about separation, because our people hear this separation, but they don't see no reality in it. And so if we, who are supposed to be the vanguards of representing the minister, cannot give them that vision, then we are falling short.
Brother, we want to thank you for coming on and the show and sharing that with us. We want to thank you for your hard work, and we want to thank the brothers and sisters with the LOC, the 10,000 Feelers, and everyone that is volunteering to make you all's work a reality. And we're going to pray Allah that he continues to bless you all with more and more success so we can look to someone to say, hey, we want to be like them. So, Brother Kareem, thank you very much for being on the show, and you're welcome anytime, and we look forward to having you again, and may Allah bless you, and also thank your wife for being your assistant. And so I pray to Allah. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank
so what we're going to do now, we're going to yes, sir. This is a new year. This is 2020, and in 2020, we're going to change up our show a little bit. We got a new closing song. This is very fitting to what we're trying to do. This is Gloria Gaynor, and I think you all recognize this song.